Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, I say what's going on. It's rhetorical in nature. We know what's going on. The Phillies are giving us a horrendous week of baseball. Horrendous. Just getting walloped in New York versus the Mets. Really discouraging. So we'll talk extensively about that. We'll also get a ton into the Eagles, really on two different fronts. One is that, you know, the season is coming at us. 7 days, Seltzer, 1 week! 1 week to Eagles football! And then also we got the Eagles Radiothon, which is a great charity initiative Eagles have been doing for a number of years, and we here at WIP proud to be in conjunction with the Birds helping the cause, the Eagles Radiothon, and the Autism Foundation. We're going to have all sorts of guests for you today, and I mean all sorts of guests. They will include some really notables, such as how about Zach Bond? How about Devontae Smith? How about Cooper DeJean? How about that Howie Roseman? All right, so we are loaded for bear today with the program and doing it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. I will tell you early, first hour is by far your best chance to make the phone lines today and make the air because we're going to be busy with interviews later. Hop aboard those phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich!
Hello, Joe.
Good morning, John.
A starfish.
Yes.
The animal, your area of greatest expertise.
I don't know about that.
If certain starfish are cut into five separate pieces properly, each of those five separate pieces could theoretically become a new starfish.
I figured that's what you're going to say, grow into it. That's a pretty cool fact.
It's amazing.
I'd like to know how often it happens.
Yeah, and the whole properly part is
okay. There's
it's like if you cut them exactly in the right spots.
There's a central core to the starfish. You have to cut it so that a piece of that central core is on each of the new pieces.
Understood.
It's pretty wild.
No, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good fact right there. Another good fact, Eagles Autism Foundation's going on. Goes through 5 o'clock today. Now let me remind everyone, there are all sorts of incredible experientials you can get involved in, you can bid on, you can ultimately win if you're the highest bidder. It's all to benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation and the mission behind it, which is to raise funds for innovation for autism research and care programs. Bids have already been made, obviously, since yesterday when this opened up, but they continue today through 5 o'clock. EaglesRadiothon.com is the website, EaglesRadiothon.com. We told you about many of them yesterday, and I'll tell you this, the highest one right now is, and it has happened, John. I predicted it may yesterday. It is the golf with Saquon Barkley and Jason Kelce has passed Super Bowl tickets. I just want everyone to think about that for a moment. And by the way, let me add on this. Get a little add-on. It's not just Goff with Saquon and Jason Kelce. The next morning, when you wake up, then you golf with Brian Westbrook.
We're talking about golf, right?
And we are talking about golf. So, unbelievable. $47,750. Thank you to that bidder. Now, we don't know that person's going to win it. But that guy or gal has it at 47,750. The Super Bowl tickets, which are two tickets.
Holy cow, that number is just hitting me.
John, that number's wild.
Whoa.
That number's wild.
Thank you. The Super Bowl
Keep tickets, it's two tickets, it's airfare, it's accommodations from a hotel standpoint, $26,000. There are all sorts of other things.
Man.
Check them all out, eaglesradiothon.com. Wonderful stuff. We'll talk about it through the show.
So much great stuff.
John, let's talk about Phillies. Floor is yours, sir. I mean,
so much great stuff. You can't even believe it when we're talking about the
horrendous,
This is the opposite of that. This is the other side of that coin. It is, you know, the biggest part, the worst part for me. It just felt disturbing that they sort of gave it up, like they just called it in. Like, where was that fight yesterday? I knew. Okay, here's a chance coming into the series to put your enemy, your division rival, away, down by 10 for the division. Like, this is once and for all, forget about it.
Even 8 would have been, even 8, John, does the job,
right?
Because you went 2 or 3, you're up 8, it's pretty much over.
Absolutely. But the way it went down, without much of a swing at the end, especially because of that kid across the way.
He was good, man.
Yes, Nolan McLean was disgustingly good.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was some confusion at times. At the end of whatever, whatever inning it was, when Kepler just sort of stood there and had to do a double take almost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he'd ever seen a ball move that way. I know I haven't seen a baseball move the way it was moving.
Look, he was really good,
night.
But he's not Sandy Koufax.
But that's the thing.
Where's the fight?
Yeah, I mean, it was nasty stuff, but it just felt like you quit. And that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
Especially when you've given them the first two, and those were ugly. This series as a whole, it's just, oh my gosh, 10 in a row that we've lost at Citibank.
Franchise record up there. It's never happened before.
How does it look this bad? I question the leadership. I am worried about the leadership on this team. I know that we've all said privately, publicly, a million times, our manager is mild. Sometimes it bothers us. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Right now, it absolutely bothers me that he's not more, let's go get these guys. Let's, you know, put that stranglehold and put them out of their misery. Instead, it's, you know what? We lost the series and it's okay. We're living for another day.
Yeah, it's always what he says.
That doesn't feel acceptable.
No, it doesn't. And this is a moment where you do want the man. Now, listen, there's always the possibility that behind closed doors, he's stronger, you know, more Iron Mike Tyson or Iron Mike Ditka.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I tend to doubt it.
Well,
we hear every once in a while that it's in there.
These big personalities, but right now, are these big personalities doing what they need to be doing themselves? Bryce Harper, you need to lead this team. You need to lead this team through some stuff right now. Kyle Schwarber, it's silence. And I know a lot of times, you play. As you play, you are then thusly respected.
Right.
Right now, he's in a slump.
He's in a funk. He's definitely in a funk.
He's having trouble pulling out of it. But it's a small slump. He time this
it's a
perceptible
you feel a drag.
Bump.
Yeah, you feel a drag with his game these days. Look, all of this with the Phillies to weigh in on, 215-592-9494. I'll say this, because I say it all the time. I say things like the Phillies.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house.
Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Phillies can win the World Series this year. And the reason I say that is because I know they can. And I know they might. But I will tell you guys, in full candor, I understand why people go to the depths of where they go with their doubt frequently on this program and all throughout this season. I mean, we're 5 months into it now. There's really only one more month to go in the regular season than obviously the key month of October, which I still think they'll reach. Right, they're still in good shape for that, obviously. But, you know, the bottom line is they have tendencies. I guess I'll use the word tendencies. They have tendencies that can just drive a sane person insane. I mean, to watch some of the hitters who, I mean, a bunch of these guys, man, make a lot of money. Now, the Castellanos thing, I think I'm in give-up mode on that. I think as a Philadelphia, like there were guys like Trey Turner last year. I didn't give up on him. Last year with Trey Turner, I was walking I don't know how this is going to go. I think he'll play better than this because, you know, he's still young enough that he should be able to, and he better because he's still had 9 years left on the deal or whatever the heck it was. So I was never, like, out on Trey Turner, but I was a doubter of Trey Turner. I look at a guy like Castellanos now, and I just say, it's not there anymore. We've all seen it with athletes. I mean, we've all seen it before where an athlete gets to the point where it's just not there anymore. That's him. It's not there anymore. Like, I don't expect a thing in October where he does his, you know, he gets hot for 2 week thing like he did a couple years ago and he's hitting like 400 for 2 weeks and smashing home runs all over the place. Like, that's not there. Obviously, we would take a freaking 280 and a home run here and there. I don't think that's there anymore from him. I think he's like borderline cooked, to be honest with you, which is a shame and a disaster when you consider he's got another year and $20 million left on his deal. The bottom line is this team's big for October, while I went back and forth to an extent, and most of us did, bullpen hitters, which is the greatest October concern. For me, the longer the season went on, the more the hitting was for me the focus because I always thought they would add to the bullpen more. Starting pitcher was going to go in maybe a second. Now, the Wheeler injury obviously hurts that. But look, they added Robertson. They added Duran. You know, even a guy like Taiwan, who was not particularly good last night, I'm starting to think maybe you can use him a bit in the bullpen where I wasn't thinking that April, May, and June in a reasonable way. I look at the hitters, and I say, who can I trust? And it's a small list. It really is. I mean, to me, the trustworthy hitters are Schwarber. He's struggling right now, but he's trustworthy. It's Bryce. He's not giving you MVP Bryce level anymore, but I'm still going to say I can put my eggs in his basket come October.
I can't say I'm not annoyed with Bryce being more focused on the color of his wristbands and his cleats and his gloves than playing great.
I don't know that he's more focused on it. I hate that
he thought that was important. I hate that he was.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
He's the showman. Like, he was trying to have fun with it. Sports are supposed to be fun. If he had had a good game, no one would have been complaining about it.
That part doesn't matter.
Them just being lifeless.
Give me what bothers you.
Yeah, they were lifeless. Yesterday, they had a chance to salvage a series, take a 6-game lead, and they didn't show up yesterday. Look, I am not as down this morning as most Phillies fans, I am guessing, are, because I do think that baseball is chaotic, and I do think that this team's going to be in the playoffs, and I think if they get hot for a few weeks, they have a chance to win the World Series.
They do.
But yes, I have turned. I have flipped on the Dodgers-Mets thing. I somehow, absurdly, would rather play the Dodgers in the playoffs.
Yes.
There is one interesting situation, though. Like, if the season ended today, the Mets would be coming here for a 3-game series. That's different.
Yeah.
I'm not as scared of the Mets here. Up there, I am. There's something weird in that building, man.
Well,
I don't know what.
Is.
There is something weird with the Phillies in that building. That's it for me.
All right, so look, a lot of ways to go to react to the Phillies. I'm just going to put this statement out there, and I can't imagine anyone will disagree, but you tell me. And I'm more of a believer than most. But the Phillies consistently remind you why it's hard to really believe. They consistently remind you why it's hard to really believe. Look, they still got one of the better records in baseball in the National League, but man, it can be tough sometimes. Seltzer making a statement here today, aren't you, James?
I mean, I got to play something like this.
By the way,
I
like the Marcus Epps edition. We'll get to that in a moment. But Devin, how frustrated are you with the Phillies right now?
Oh, man. I don't even know. Frustrated is the word. Like, I'm worried. And I've been pretty optimistic throughout this whole season. And I know it's just, like you just heard Rob Thompson say. I mean, it is one series, but like there's something about Citi Field. I worry that the Phillies gave the Mets the energy boost that they need now to, you know, go on a run. Because now they're within 4 games in the NL East. And, you know, whether it's Bryce Harper wearing their colors, whether it's them using Alec Bohm's, you know, temper tantrum over the microphone that was distracting him. I just worry that that's going to kind of bolster this team and give them the energy they need in the clubhouse.
Yeah, I mean, look, I still don't think the Mets pass the Phillies for the division, but they have a much better chance now. Well, first off, to do so. I don't think they will, but they could. But they have a much better shot to make the playoffs. Because to Devin's point, it's not just that the Mets have won 3. You feel like, when you watch these games, that the Mets' entire energy source might be completely renewed.
Now, let me a counter because, and you were the one who said when you came back from break, we were all sitting here after that Mariners series saying galvanized, energy source renewed. This is a completely different Phillies team. They're going to carry this forward. You're like, wait a minute, they're going to have a bad series. They just had a bad series.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
So I'm trying to keep that in perspective, too. Like, literally 1 week ago, we were coming off, a week and a half ago, coming off the best series the Phillies had played all season long. They scored 46 runs in that Mariners series. Each starting pitcher had double-digit strikeouts.
Yeah.
Like, we're not that far removed from that, and I'm trying not to overreact to a bad series in New York where they just are horrible.
Look,
in New York.
That's fair, but I'll give you this one.
And you're the one who said it. You're the one who's like, hey, remember, guys, this isn't going to just carry over.
Sure.
It's not going to be great the rest of the year, and it wasn't.
But
of course it wasn't.
I'm going to give you this one comparison, and it may resonate with people, it may not. I'll just tell you from 08 to 11, and we know in 08 they won it all. Okay, we know what the outcome was. We know the next 3 years they didn't. I can just tell you, I know for sure I was more confident in that group and those teams having a shot to win it all than this group and this team.
I will too, but was it just watching them in New York that changed it for you? Because a week ago, you were saying different things.
No, because look, they can still do it. They might do it. All that stuff that I've said all year still applies. But there are weaknesses that manifest fairly consistently. And it's why we get the phone calls from so many hundreds or thousands of people throughout the season that say they can't win it. And then I say, well, you're wrong. They can win it all. But I understand why people get driven mad watching this baseball team. I mean, there's stuff that just drives you crazy. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Spanky in Southwest Philly kicks us off. Spank, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, team. So I got to say,
Spanky,
this, right?
That's an awesome nickname, man. Is that how long have you been going by Spanky?
Well, because when I was little, right, my uncle named that because I used to look like Spanky from The Little Rascals.
Wow, that's great.
Incredible.
It's a great nickname.
A black really version, is. A black version.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
So I got to say this, right? So I'm not a diehard Phillies fan, but I am a 4-for-4 person, right? And I'm going to tell you, so I'm from Southwest. And in the hood, right, when it all shake out, next week – the Phillies is going to probably be an afterthought. And they, I mean, listen, if they make the playoffs, great. But when the Eagles, once the Eagles come up, man, it's going to be a wrap for them. We're going to still be interested, but the Eagles run the city. And I'm just
not in Spanky. Not in October, they don't.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're right about one thing. You're wrong about another. The Eagles will obviously take the baton and have the surge in September. There's no question. The Phillies will. It will be a Phillies town. It will be a Red October for as long as it lasts. It might be. It might be 2 days.
Well, you know darn well the Eagles run the city when it all.
Spanky, you're wrong. Spanky, here's where I can tell you you're wrong. 2 years ago, when the Phillies and Eagles played on the same night, it was a Thursday night. It wasn't even close to what people watch more.
I didn't even. It's the only Eagles game I haven't watched in like the last whatever years, life. I feel like
Spanky. Like
I gotta say this too. Sure. You made a great point. Like,
Did you say a great point?
Yes, you made a great point.
One.
So those past Philly teams, right? You just had like when the J Roll teams, and even when it was the Woomp There It Is teams with Lenny Dykstra and them, you just felt different from them having maybe a bad series or two, and you had confidence in going into the playoffs that they were going to be okay. It was exciting. This team right here, man, and I ain't really a big baseball fan, but I do watch them from time to time, and I follow this Mets series. It don't make no sense that we get intimidated by these cats. It just doesn't, and I'm kind of embarrassed that they went out like that. Now, listen, they probably start rolling a little bit, but like I said, I'm going to stand by this. Come next Thursday, the Eagles run the city, bro.
Okay. All right. Well, Spanky, you and I, we're a difference on that one, but fair enough. 2-1. I mean, yes, you're right, until they don't, which is October. For as long as the Phillies. I mean, guys, come on. I think
the Phillies have so much more. I don't want to say more riding, but just given the season and how they've fallen short, you know, the past several postseasons, I feel like more fans are anticipating the Phillies.
Well, how about this fact? The Eagles season can't end in October. The Phillies can't.
Well, exactly.
That's why the games are more important in October for baseball.
I mean, it's just now. I will say though, it is starting to turn where people are, you know, not expecting the Phillies to succeed in the playoffs. And the longer it goes on,
all year, James.
I know. I'm saying the longer this goes on with the like Sixers comparisons and stuff. If they lose again in the playoffs this year, I do think it could start to change where people will be like, you know, I'm into the Phillies in the playoffs, but I don't expect them to win.
Yeah.
And it takes away from the juice that they've had. It's possible.
Look, it affects regular seasons. Yeah. It's affected this regular season. They still have one of the best records in baseball, and people think they're a freaking drag, which they're not. They have been this week, but they're not really. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. We've bantered about this a couple times this week. We're putting it into Twitter poll form. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, full poll question. Which team would you rather the Phillies play in the postseason? They may play both of these. They may play neither. They could play one of them. But it's an absurd question on its face because the Dodgers are a better team than the Mets. Everybody knows that. But the Mets seem to spook the Phillies. And frankly, they spook a lot of fans. So we ask you this question. Which team would you rather the Phillies play in the postseason? The Dodgers or the Mets? All right, good morning to you. Eagles Radiothon rolls on here on WIP and throughout the Delaware Valley, which means on the Eagles website, EaglesRadiothon.com. That is the website you got to know. Let me tell you some of the items you can bid on. So our show coming to your home or business to broadcast from wherever you want us. That item is at $2,500, and I congratulate the audience that this item is currently higher, John, than Joe and Hugh's show, and Spike Ike and Boban's show.
Oh my gosh! So
that's a good job by the Delaware Valley recognizing
It's very kind.
Greatness? Oh, it's correct, yeah. But here's the issue is the way that it goes. We're gonna lose because Spike and Ike and Jack are going to be on last, and they're going to be able to be like, oh, we have to win. Oh, we're going to be first. And then people call because they're still on the air. And we. Yeah. So here's the thing. What? Get us up so high that they can't beat us. How about that?
Okay. All right. How about that?
Because Spike was doing, he's tweeting about it. He's like, we have to be the biggest show. It's most important. Like, all their nonsense.
What is he? Is he a child? What is he?
Yeah.
Is he low self-esteem guy?
I think it's a little bit of that. He needs that, you know, that pick me up. Yeah, exactly. You know, an attaboy. We're good. We know.
No, we're definitely good. Yeah, we're definitely good. Morning show, behind the scenes sit-in. That just means you get to come in the studio, a little WIP tour, and hang out with us during a show. That's at $610. So obviously, if you know, you can't go into the thousands, that's a much more gettable one. Four people we'll be talking to today. Zach Bond, Cooper DeJean, Devontae Smith, and Howie. Let me tell you about their experiences. Zach Bond, it's a courtside 76ers game experience. $3,800. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Courtside,
hang out with Bond.
That, I mean, the tickets alone are probably more than what it's going to
be. Well, that's the thing. Oh, those
tickets probably
are
at least
really,
1,000.
That's what I'm
really
saying, at least. You know, yeah.
And that experience, I've done that one time. Holy cow. Right. Like, the movement, the speed, the size, the sounds. I mean, holy cow.
But you know the one big difference?
It's magnificent.
What's the thing that hangs in the air about that game? Does the big guy play,
mm-hmm.
or does he not play?
Well, as I was courtside, does he answer you when you tell him that you love him?
Yeah.
The question is, would you still tell him that you love him?
I don't think I would.
That's so
I'd tell him I'm conflicted with my former love him.
All right, so the Bond thing at courtside Sixers, $3,800. The exciting Mike's podcast, Behind the Scenes Experience with Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship, that's $2,800. A photograph with Devontae Smith on the Eagles bench. This will be before a game on the bench, $2,200. And general manager Howie Roseman, lunch with him. He'll be on the program, by the way, today at 9:45. Lunch with Howie and a tour of the NovaCare Complex, $4,000. That's a
lunch with Howie.
Lunch with Howie. You know, that's going to go up. That should be at least $10,000. In my opinion,
another awesome one on there where you can join head coach Nick Sirianni for not just a game of horse, but a game of rock paper scissors, and then lunch.
And lunch, yeah.
Which these lunch things are amazing because then you get to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, I would grill them.
Holy cow.
I'd say, hey, Nick.
Lunch with Nick Sirianni.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, so, just imagine. That current bid is at $4,100 right now.
Exactly.
So what an incredible idea to be able to do that.
Good stuff. Get yourself to EaglesRadiothon.com and check it all out. It's really wonderful stuff. All right, let's also give you a chance today to win Adam Sandler tickets. So happy birthday goes out there to that Jason Priestley. You don't hear much about him anymore, but he was a big deal.
Gorgeous eyes.
He passed away, sadly.
No, Dylan McKay passed away.
Oh, I'm thinking Luke Perry. That's a bad job by me. And Shannon Daugherty. They're a couple. Yeah, it's a bad job by me. You've done that too, all right? I'm not the first person that killed someone off on the show.
But the 50-year-old out there, the 50-year-old gal who was in love with Jason Priestley, you just might have given someone a heart attack. You might have killed someone.
I doubt it.
That's not murder.
You answered it pretty quickly. It didn't hang out there for very long.
You can have a heart attack real quick. Jason Priestley, happy birthday to that guy. I was always a fan of him. He seemed like a cool dude. So he was a big deal in the 90s. He was quintessential 90s. His 902-0 was you know, kind of quintessential 90s. Just kind of represent that era. Today we ask you at 215-592-9494, who or what quintessential 90s? Now let me just put this stipulation out there. Doesn't have to be the best thing from the 90s. Like, I'll give you, for instance, Jordan, you know, you can make the case Jordan was the best thing from the 90s, maybe, you know, as a person. That would be a who, not a what. You know, it might have been his decade, but to me, quintessential 90s, and I feel ashamed. I can't even remember it right now. What was the name of the Ahmad Rashad show?
Inside the NBA.
It was called Inside the NBA?
I believe so.
No, I think that's the TNT show.
No, that's a TNT. It's not Inside the NBA.
What was that show called?
Oh, my God. With Willow Bay. NBA stuff, maybe? Inside stuff?
Whatever that show was.
Yeah, Willow Bay. It was a great show.
Saturday mornings on NBC, Willow Bay. And then your friend, John, she took it over after Willow Bay. Summer Sanders, I think, was hosting that briefly.
Really?
But Ahmad Rashad, it was a great NBA show. Like, to me, that was quintessential 90s. The graphics, the Ahmad Rashad
NBA
thing.
Inside stuff.
NBA Inside Stuff. All right, so I'm looking for quintessential 90s. Doesn't have to be the best thing from the 90s, but who or what like really represents what the 90s were? Best answer, 215-592-9494, wins Adam Sandler tickets. John, what are you thinking?
The other day I happened to, the TV was just on in the kitchen as I'm cooking something, and it was Friends. And
yeah.
Friends really transported me. It took me back to why I watched Friends back in the 90s.
Sure.
I remember it was every Thursday night, I guess, we would all gather in my buddy's room, and this was in the Delt House at Stanford, where, you know, a tiny little TV up in the corner that you had like 35 guys jammed into a tiny Cracker Box dorm room slash whatever it was, the Delt House.
No, Friends was 90s, man. I mean,
it was amazing. Amazing show.
It
was still good when I watched it the other night. It's just, it's well done.
It was a great show. James, quintessential 90s, a who or a what. So this Ricky Waters, for who, for what?
For who, for what? This is an outside the box answer. I want to leave like the big ones on the table. This went into the 2000s, but I think for me, it's quintessential 90s. If you were there when it started and we're doing it, printing out maps from MapQuest, to me, is quintessential 90s.
Yeah,
Counterpoint, no. Was that early 2000s?
No, it went into that. I'm saying I started driving before you did, Devin, because I'm older than you. So yes, it was mid-90s is when we started printing
that
stuff out.
That's when we started
out.
Doing that.
All right, so Devin, it was like -7 when the 90s began, or whatever the heck
Devin's
you were.
Devin's trying to come at me with the 90s here.
Devin, quintessential 90s, what are you thinking?
First of all, I'm a 90s baby, okay?
All right.
I may not remember the start of the 90s, but this feels very relevant now because LaBooBoos are taking over.
Amazing.
Beanie Babies.
Yeah. Hey, do you
Beanie
have
babies.
A LaBooBoo?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I had hundreds of Beanie Babies, though. What happened to them?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Remember, we were all collecting
were
them
great.
In case they were valuable someday. Sure.
Well, they were valuable for the moment there, and then the bubble burst.
Yeah, if anyone
right.
has
That's
found
a great
value
answer.
On
Look,
Beanie
there are
Babies.
Big,
LaBooBoo, though. We got to talk about LaBooBoo.
There are big answers. Give us the best answer for quintessential 90s. Who or what? What do you got? 215-592-9494. Some of the stuff the afternoon show has been saying. We'll get to that shortly. Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Patrick.
It's listen, the Phillies.
Yeah.
You know, remember what last week or 2 weeks ago we just kicked the snot out of the out of Seattle.
Sure.
And they limp home. And baseball is maddening. It's such a maddening sport. It's so friggin' long of a season. And it's just I'm pulling my hair out last night. And it's just so maddening to me. And I'm trying not to react to getting swept by New York, but it's hard, man. Listen, I know every team during the year gets beat up by somebody they shouldn't. They lose series, all that. But it's just like, I'm like almost enough already. Let's just get on with it. Like either we're in the playoffs or we're out. I'm running out of patience here.
So, Patrick, you bring up something to me, and we touched on this briefly about 20 minutes ago. They're getting knocked out in October thing 3 years in a row, and it could happen a fourth year. It probably will this year because it's hard to win the World Series. It's affecting a lot of people's enjoyment of the regular season, which is a shame. Like, it wasn't like in 93 when they had I'll call it similar record. 93, they had a better record, but like the Phillies, as of 3 days ago, were tracking to near that. 93, they won 97 games. This team 3 days ago was probably tracking to about 93 to 95. But the comparative energy in town is just so different because people have doubts based on having lost in the postseason.
I'm a reflection of them, and it just seems to be like inconsistent. You know, as a fan, it's just like one, I'm just up and down with them.
If you remember, Patrick, I said in April, I said it on the show, brace yourself for the roller coaster because I could see that this is how people were going to react. I mean, first off, every baseball season has it. Let's just start with that. All right, 93 Phillies hit swoons.
Every single team, it's
totally
what it is. I will say, though, you have pointed out multiple times this, like the Dodgers making the playoffs 12 years in a row or whatever, they finally win the World Series, not that Bobo one and stuff. I mean, do you still feel that way with this Phillies team? Because today you sound Like you're kind of going back on some of the things that you've said throughout. So I'm just trying to gauge.
There's a big caveat that's unpredictable. Wheeler's status for the future. You know, if you have him for the next couple of years, then you can. It's easier to keep this going. If you don't, that is a tremendous setback for sustaining success. Because those guys don't grow on trees, man.
I don't think if we don't do anything this year, I don't see how the Phillies rebound like next year.
They can. You get Patrick. You got to remember, there's a big difference from when you and I grew up being baseball fans. There, 6 teams make the postseason in each league. Yeah. Like, there's only typically, honestly, if you really look at it in April when the season starts, late March, there's really only about 8 teams that are trying to make the playoffs, maybe 9. Like, take the Phillies back in 2017, 18. They weren't really trying to make the playoffs. I mean, they knew they were fielding a team that wasn't going to make it. We knew that. But when you expand it to have 3 division winners and 3 wild cards, the 8 or so teams that have a realistic shot to make it, 6 of the 8 make it. And that's going to be the case next year, and chances are the Phillies will be one of them. I mean, this is a whole different conversation if it's the old rules. Whole different conversation.
Yeah, well,
your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen, it's not though, Joe, is it? And you're that's a good point, but it's still a situation where, you know, this cold bat itis is just still with us.
I know. But Patrick, let me tell you one more thing you may not know about Phillies history and wild card history. If the rules that are currently in place with 3 wild cards existed in the 2000s, the Phillies would have made the playoffs in 01, 03, 04, 05, and 06.
What a different history.
They actually would have made the playoffs from 01 to 11 every year in a row except for 02. They would have been a team.
No
they
way.
Would have been world beaters that made the playoffs 10 out of 11 years.
It's pretty wild.
So everything changed with the expansion of the playoffs. Everything. Anyway, Patrick, give me an answer, buddy. Who or what is quintessential 90s.
Not the best topic. It's a tough one. I want to go. How about up in? How about Starbucks?
Starbucks, sure. Why is that not a good topic?
Well, he's wrong about it being. It's a great sign. I don't think Starbucks is an okay answer, but I think Starbucks has gotten bigger and bigger, and it's like not. Like, I don't think people think of the Starbucks, they think of the 90s. And that's the point of this.
Correct. Yeah, the point is you think 90s. Yeah. Jason Priestley, you think 90s. All right.
And you think alive.
Yeah, that's right. Unless
you do. James. I didn't, but you do. That's good. Yeah.
All right, let's get to some of the stuff.
R.I.P. Luke Perry, all right? Yeah. How about that, all right?
Some of the stuff the afternoon show has been saying. Look, they take shots at me, and sometimes it's unwarranted. Sometimes it actually is warranted. Spike made a funny the other day. I'm going to give Spike an attaboy. He made a funny 2 days ago on the show.
Well, he needs those attaboys, so it's good.
Yeah, he needs that affirmation. So Spike was talking about the...
Why? Why do you say that?
His low self-esteem.
We just talked about it before.
Low self-esteem. So here is Spike talking about the false start, which I didn't make any deal of. The false start didn't matter. But a funny from Spike. Listen to what he said.
I don't think there was a false start.
There was. But again, you won by 18 seconds. So... You know, like
it didn't matter.
You could have given Joe really. It could have been go, and you could have waited 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, see,
four.
I viewed it as like when Lane gets off the snap so early.
Oh, you were so perfect on it,
so well timed.
Okay,
there was not an intent.
Anticipating the snap.
There was not an intent to. If there was, because I really didn't think there was, but if there was, that's on me.
It's pretty good.
It's a perfect analogy, too, for it. Like, we all talk about the Lane thing. That's really funny. Peters used to do it, too. It's all the veteran guys. They know they can get away with it.
Pretty good. All right, 215-592-9494. Derek in Paoli right now. What's going on, Derek?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey,
listen,
pal.
If you had any type of athletic ability like you say you do, Jack actually double started. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So if you would have been really paying attention to what he was doing, you could have got the jump on him, but I don't know, man. You disappointed me with that running, man. That was whoa.
Disappointed me too, Derek.
All right, listen.
Wait, what? Did you think it was going to look like?
You were exactly what I expected you to be in running.
But it is so. I finally watched the clip that WIP put out on social yesterday, and it is like. Jarringly unathletic.
Yeah,
I told you. I watched him run. I said this was going to happen.
Yeah. Wow. So I didn't realize this is just coming to light.
I mean, so I honestly, the funniest part to me, like Joe's, your form is respectfully like hilarious, but Jack is so locked in and he's not even running that fast.
No. See this little arm pump he's got this going on?
He's like,
this is Jack running right here like this. He was serious.
He thought he was cooking.
Do you think he could have shaved 10 seconds off, 8 to 10?
Probably.
Yes. Yeah, I did too. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
He was taking short strides. He was taking very
Yeah, that's what I mean with the arm thing. It was like much like he was like Babe Ruth running.
Yeah.
It was impressive. Yeah. He did a good job. Listen, Derek, I expect to bounce back in hoops. I mean, I'm not going to guarantee victory. Because I think I'm more skilled.
Gives you confidence. More now, skill. Have you lost some confidence seeing his fitness level, his quickness and agility?
Sure.
To some degree.
Yeah, I think the first step, which is a big part of one-on-one basketball, because, you know, like, there's only a couple ways you're going to score. You're going to drive to the hoop, you're going to shoot an outside shot. I mean, that's, or, you know, maybe a little post-up, you know, back him in game. I mean, it's probably the three ways to score one-on-one. And the reality is his first step to the hoop and second step to the hoop, that could be a problem for me. I acknowledge that. That's an issue. Anyway, no. Derek, I got to bounce back. We'll see, man.
I got a Phillies pump. Listen, you was running like you wasn't in a race or no one was chasing you. You know what I'm saying? It was like you was just... somebody just out for a jog, you know what
leisurely.
I'm saying?
So I wasn't capable of too much more. I mean, Derek, let me just say this, Derek. I could have obviously done more at the start, but what everyone says is you probably shouldn't go all out in the beginning because you do have to pace yourself to an extent. I was hoping that he would.
Though.
I know. Look, I was hoping he'd be slower and I'd be near matching him from behind and then surge at the end. That was the basic strategy. Obviously, I was not capable of it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Here's my Phillies question, though, because I really do be watching a lot more than I used to, right?
Yeah.
So with Wheeler being out, right, do we really have a chance to go all the way with Nola, Christopher Sanchez, Lizardo, and Ranger Suarez?
Yeah, if the guys pitch the way they're capable of, sure. Of course.
But what about the hitting, Bills? I feel like the last couple games, the last two games, like Taiwan was okay, but the other dudes were like lights out, and the Phillies, they're not hitting the ball right now. You know what
Correct.
I'm saying? So I just feel like with that combination, that's the recipe for disaster, I feel.
All right, Derek, I need an answer. I hear you, and I share the concern. Who or what is quintessential 90s?
I won the tickets, but I'm going to give you an answer if you really – you ain't going to like it, but it's the truth, and I hate it. But the Cowboys kind of ran the
line. Oh, no.
Cowboys. How about it?
I'm happy Derek won already because I don't care how good an answer it is. I mean, you're just not winning with
that. Well, the good thing is that how about them Cowboys, which started out meaning one thing, now means a different thing. It's now a source of ridicule of the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah, am I right?
It's become a joke, basically.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.